The Ark of the Lord, captured by the Philistines, was given back to Israel and kept in the house of an Israelite called Abinadab. For the next 20 years, the Philistines dominated the country, and the people of Israel became increasingly idolatrous. There was no central sanctuary, as the Ark was not in the tabernacle. It was a time of total decadence. Samuel had grown to be a man, and after the death of Eli, he became judge in Israel. He was both the religious and political leader of the people. Israel had become a pagan nation, worshipping Baal and Ashtoreth, the god and goddess of the Canaanites. But the people began to repent and to seek the Lord. Samuel said to them, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods, and commit yourselves to the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the Israelites put away their statues of Baal and Ashtoreth, and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you." So the people assembled at Mizpah, and humbled themselves before God. They fasted and confessed their sins all day, while Samuel prayed to the Lord for them. When the Philistines heard that the Israelites had assembled at Mizpah, they mustered their troops and went to attack them. Israel was not prepared for war, and the people were terrified because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Samuel took a lamb and offered it up as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to God on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But the sky grew dark, the wind rose, and a great thunderstorm broke over the heads of the Philistines. The thunder was so deafening that it threw them into a panic, and they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the enemy as they fled, slaughtering them along the way. Samuel took a large stone and set it up on the battlefield. He named it Ebenezer, which means Stone of Help, saying, "Thus far has the Lord helped us." The defeat of the enemy was so complete that throughout Samuel's lifetime the Philistines did not invade Israelite territory again. The towns along the sea coast from Ekron to Gath that the Philistines had captured from Israel were given back, and all the neighboring territory was delivered from Philistine domination. There was also peace between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel continued as judge over Israel all his life. Each year he went on a circuit, going from Bethel to Gilgal, then to Mizpah, and judging Israel in all those places. The Israelites abandoned their idols and served the Lord. They lived in peace and prosperity as long as Samuel was alive. The years went by, and Samuel grew old. So he appointed his two sons, Joel and Abijah, to help him in his task, and they served at Beersheba. But these men were not honorable like their father. They accepted bribes, dishonest gain, and perverted justice. So the elders of Israel came to Samuel and said, "You are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us like other nations." This displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord. God answered him and said, "Listen to what the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected as their king, but me. Ever since I brought them out of Egypt, they have forsaken me and served other gods. Now warn them solemnly, and let them know what their king will do." So Samuel spoke to the people and told them that if they had a king, he would take their sons to serve him in the army, and work the ground, reap his harvest, and make weapons and equipment for him. Their daughters would also have to work for him. He would take their servants, the best of their produce and of their herds, to give to his officials, and the people would become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out to the Lord for help, but God will not answer you. The people refused to listen. "No," they said, "we want a king over us. Then we shall be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and fight our battles." So Samuel spoke to the Lord, and God said, "Give them a king." Next episode, Saul, son of Kish.